Welcome to the Reclaim Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Erin Avery, a certified nutrition and fitness coach, a master coach in NLP that specializes in behavior health. This podcast is all about reclaiming your power over food, your body, and your life with confidence. On the podcast, we talk about binge and emotional eating, mindset and habit change, body acceptance, and female empowerment. So, if you've had enough of feeling like you're just surviving and ready to thrive in self-love and acceptance, then let's get started. Hey, 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 welcome to the podcast. I hope you are having a fantastic day. Before I get started on the podcast, I wanted to let you guys know, if you've been following for a while, you know I was doing fitness and nutrition coaching, and I kind of gave that up over the last year, focusing more on helping women stop binge and overeating. However, I had past clients reach out to me that wanted to work with me again, so I'm happy to announce I am relaunching Learn, Transform, Grow, which is a 12-week fitness and nutrition program. However, I am making some changes because it was strictly fitness and nutrition all rolled up into one. So if this is something that you are looking forward to do and you're like, well, I don't know if I just want fitness or if I just want nutrition or if I want both, you're in luck because I am having all three available to you. So what this will look like is we can hop on a call together and just talk about where you're at now and what your needs are. Fitness clients only will just strictly get programmed workouts, customized program workouts for 12 weeks. Nutrition, we will work on creating your specific meal plan, what your nutrition looks like, how much you need to fuel your body for change. And also within that, we're also going to talk about, you know, the different ways to help you overcome overeating and binge eating or emotional eating. So everything that's nutrition with habits and lifestyle will be encompassed under that, as well as fitness and nutrition. You'll get the best of both worlds, where I will create your workouts for you as well as coach you through nutrition. And just so it's on the table, in the past, I did work with macros. I was giving macro splits, protein, carbs, and fats. However, I will not be doing that. This is going to be new. I will not be doing that with the nutrition portion of either program. Instead, we're just going to focus on intuitive eating, eating for your body, eating for the workouts that you're doing. And I'm going to guide you through that process as we get started and further along in the training or in the coaching. So again, Learn, Transform, Grow has been relaunched. The reboot is a little bit different, but I'm super excited to do that. So if that's something, again, that you are looking for from me, I would love, love, love to speak with you. All you have to do is send me an email at erinaverycoaching@gmail.com and just in the subject line, write the word fitness and just a little bit about yourself, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, and we can have that conversation about, again, which programming would be right for you, fitness, nutrition, or fitness and nutrition. So with that being said, I'm excited to kind of dive into this topic today. I did an Instagram post on it, and it got a lot of likes and comments, so I wanted to podcast it because there's a lot more that I could add to this versus just what you can type in on Instagram. So navigating food despite weight gain. And this was something that when I decided to stop dieting and stop engaging in disordered eating behaviors, I had an overwhelming sense of fear. And full transparency, these last few months for me, I have been going through a lot of different changes with myself, with my body, adjusting just to life, being a full-time mom. And, you know, I started to have these fears again.
I recognize these fears, and obviously I deal with them in a different way than what I had in the past. But I do know a lot of women go through this where you're navigating food and you're gaining weight at the same time. And so, you know, the fears I used to have is, what's going to happen to my body? Will I just keep gaining more weight? Like every single day, I would step on the scale and be, oh my God, I'm up a 0.5 pounds, right? Will weight gain eventually stop? Why do I feel like I literally can't stop eating? Is somebody going to take these bags of chips away from me, right? All these things were in my brain. Like, I had this overwhelming sense of fear when I decided to stop engaging in disordered eating behaviors. And like I said, these last couple of weeks for me, they've been challenging. Once I left my job at Noom, I, you know, became a stay-at-home mom and loved that, but everything felt off. And so not that I reverted back to disordered eating behaviors, but I could start to sense patterns that were familiar to me, and I got scared. And so, you know, when you navigate food and you have weight gain, there's a lot of different things that go hand in hand that you have to kind of really work through on a daily basis, so that you are okay with what's happening to your body, and also okay with the fact that what's happening to your body is eventually going to level off. So if you know me and my journey, I've tried to stop dieting multiple times before I actually follow through with it. And that overwhelming panic held me back for years. And the overwhelming panic that I recently had has held me back for a few months. So in the past, I would keep going back to my safe zone of tracking my meals, exercising to burn off calories and things like that. And I'm sorry, this sounds like a flashback, right? I'm going back and forth because, just so you know, like, there's a lot of similarities that in my own head I have been seeing from myself. And since I'm seeing it, though, I've been able to not engage in those past behaviors. So in the past, like, my safety zone, once the scale crept up, would be, okay, I'm on a diet, I'm going to start tracking meals, and I'm going to exercise to either the excess, to where it was punishment, or I would start to plot and plan, you know, okay, well, I'm going to be eating X, Y, and Z today, so I'm going to exercise even more so I can, quote unquote, burn off those calories. And I knew that those habits weren't serving me at all. And all they did was made me feel obsessed with food in my body. And that was not the life that I wanted to live. And so, as I speak in the present tense, just the other day, I was speaking with my girlfriend about, you know, the weight gain that I have put on and just how I wasn't happy with things, right? There's no shame in wanting to change your body. There's no shame in wanting to feel good. And so I wasn't. And in my brain, right, I instantly went to, okay, I'm going to start tracking my meals and macros. I'm going to start exercising, you know, even more so than what I do now, which is plenty enough 3 days a week, right? It just, all these thoughts came into my head. And so once that happened, I thought about this post and I was like, okay, I have to navigate this situation that I'm in despite gaining weight, because inevitably it's going to happen, right? My body right now is just, it's so used to, really and truly, like, not that I, you know, I still eat intuitively. I eat when I'm hungry. I stop when I'm full. But honestly, over the last few months, I have been eating when I'm hungry, but then eating when I'm bored and eating when I'm just sitting on the couch. And I've developed, again, the sense of I need, quote unquote, need to have something sweet after every meal. Or, you know, my husband and I we go out and I don't order things that I would typically order, in like the sense of, you know, I love getting salads when I go out. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't like making salads at home for some reason. Just like, salads at restaurants are just so good. And so I typically order things like that, or I'll order salmon or some type of fish, or, you know, just whatever, depending on where we're at. But lately, my cravings have just been quote unquote gourmet fast food. So we have a couple burger joints that, you know, it's not a McDonald's fast food burger, but it's, you know, fresh made burgers in the restaurant. But it's a burger joint, right? So I've been craving like burgers and fries more so than ever. Like, I never really crave a burger and fry, but I've been having a lot more of those. And then every week after we go through the box of cookies, right, or the brownies I make, I try to make something like out of the, I don't know if you've ever made single serve brownies, right? And go on Pinterest and find 1,000 recipes. So I'm like, oh, I have to have something sweet. I was eating a lot of ice cream. So things that are perfectly fine, but I wasn't mindful in the sense of what I was doing. And to go a step deeper, I was totally ignoring a lot of the facts that I was in a place that just wasn't good for me, right? I quit my job to be at home, which love, but the underlying process or product of it was, is that I have become, and I'm going to say this very loosely, like there was a sense of depression, right? Like, now what do I do? You know, it's a sense of a loss. So I've been eating my feelings, I guess, because I really had to take a step back and look at the fact that, you know, I'm in a place of just being in these four walls, and I'm in a place of like throwing my hands up and not caring. And so, like I said, inevitably weight gain is just, it's inevitable. But when you are navigating yourself to quote unquote, get back on track or get to a place where you feel good with yourself again, it can be hard. There's a lot of overwhelm. There can be fear. And like I used to do in the past, there's a lot of going back to your safe zone habits. And those are the habits that have gotten you where you are as far as not achieving results or being stuck in that cycle of despair. So today I'm just going to break down the three tips that helped me keep moving forward with being able to reclaim my power over food, over my body, and not go back to the old habits, no matter how tempting it was or it is, right? So the first one is to understand why weight gain happens in most cases. And it's really important to understand that your body isn't trying to hurt you or be mean by putting on weight. There's a scientific reason for this, right? And as soon as we start restricting food, or even just thinking about restricting food, I've talked about this before, being a mental dieter, right? We might physically do it, but even when we just mentally do it, right, our body starts to, our brain starts to just light up, right? It's our primitive brain. It lights up and it starts to think, oh shit, we're in trouble, right? A diet is coming in caveman times, right? A famine is coming. And so we must do everything that we need to do to protect Aaron. And so when that primitive part lights up, that's the part of our brain that regulates our hunger, our fullness, our metabolism, and all the other functions that happen without us actively having to think about it. So it basically takes care of the household in your body, right? It's trying to keep us well-fed, rested, hydrated, and functioning. It's the number one job for survival, which means we need to have enough energy, aka food, to do so. And so this is why weight gain happens, because like I said, when it feels a threat, that part of the brain starts to slow down, right, to preserve and survive the long period of famine that it thinks it's coming. And honestly, if it wasn't for that part of our brain, we all would not be here today. So that's the reason why in most cases. So when we start to eat intuitively, right, when we make that switch automatically, like yesterday we ate whatever we want, today we're going to start going, you know, intuitively, you're going to find yourself being like a bottomless pit because your body's like, okay, what just happened, right? Right, what just happened? And so you feel like you just can't stop eating because your body's like, no, there's a famine, so we have to keep eating. But, you know, you use your higher brain and you're like, but no, I'm not in a famine. I'm just going to start not eating like a complete asshole, right? So the only way to really calm your body down and help that primitive brain understand that you're not in a feast or famine situation is to eat consistently, right? You just want to be consistent and you want to eat as much as what your body is asking for. Now, your body's not going to say, okay, Erin, this is what we need and that's it, right? You have to be cognizant of the hunger, right? Because when you do this, this is going to help your body balance out hunger and fullness and bring your metabolism back to the speed it needs to be at. And you need to keep reassuring yourself and your brain that food is available and you're not going to go on another diet. There's no famine coming. Everything is okay. And so the only way to really calm your body down again is just to eat consistently and eat food that is going to nourish your body and your soul. Right? It's one thing to have, you know, cookies and chips and pretzels and snack all day, but there's another thing to have full nourishing meals. So number two is to practice self-care like your body depends on it, like your life depends on it, right? And this goes without saying. Self-care has never been more important than it has been in the last few years, especially with everything that's been going on. And, you know, I personally am not talking about bubble baths and face masks, which if that's your thing and if that's what you love to do, and if that's your form of self-care, go ahead and do it. Like, do it like your life depends on it. What I mean is that it's very important to find ways to take care of yourself that aren't rooted in the body or in your weight, right? Or in changing your body. True self-care is geared towards feeling good from a mental and an emotional standpoint, right? It's not about weighing less. It's not about, how do I look? Yes, it's important. I'm not saying that's not important. But when I say self-care, right, that's the first thing that comes to mind. And I'm not one to judge because in the past, that's what I thought it was too. It was, oh, I got my nails done. I got my hair did, you know, I dressed up today. And that was a big lesson for me to learn, right? What I mean when I say practice self-care is you want to practice self-care in the sense of consistent sleep, right? We're going back to consistency, right? Consistent sleep. Consistent boundaries with people, with coworkers, with friends, with family, right? Making sure you're protecting your peace and your mind. Consistent planning. And I know it sounds tedious, and I have a client that just she cannot plan to save her life, but yet there's chaos, right? And the only way to control our chaos, what we can control, is to have a plan. And what I mean by planning is planning out your day, right? Because when you can plan out your day, you're never left thinking, oh shit, what was I supposed to do? Or, oh, I didn't do that today and I wanted to, right? That's self-care. Because when we're not taking care of ourselves, when we're always in disarray and in chaos and just feeling like we're surviving, our body is a ball of stress. And stress, our cortisol shoots to the roof. And when we're stressed like that, that also creates the weight gain, to be honest. So you want to practice things that are going to help you, again, mentally and emotionally throughout your day, right? Maybe it is taking that time out to yourself, just going in the bathroom, I've had to do this. I've had to just go into the bathroom, put Jameson in her walker, and just breathe, right? Because I just couldn't take any more of the, you know, not that she's talking, but like the crawling on me and the white, like the like she wants me to pick her up and down and play, don't play it. This is, you know, just put her in front of the TV for 10 minutes and just go into the bathroom and just woozah myself into a better place. So even if it's that, it could be a nap, any type of downtime. We're always on the go. And when we're always on the go, that's a stressor on the body. And that's what we want to reduce. Self-care is reducing the stressors of our life and in our body so that we can perform at ultimate level, right? So don't be afraid to rest. And also don't be afraid to eat, right? Something that I talk about in my program with emotional eating is that it's not always bad, right? Sometimes emotional eating, if it's done with intention, can actually be good for the body, which that's a whole nother podcast. But when you take time to rest, when you take time to eat, when you take time to do the things that are self-care for you, your body will thank you later. And last but not least is listen to your body regardless of your weight. This was a problem that I had for a very long time, and this is probably the most important piece that fell into place in my journey was to listen to my body regardless of my weight. You have to still eat. You still have to rest, and you still have to take care of yourself. I used to punish myself for gaining weight, right? I would beat myself up. I would go on diets. I'd exercise harder, like I said in the beginning. And being extra mean to myself didn't do anything. All it did was put me in that spiral of guilt, shame, regret, and all that did was lead to emotional distress, which led to, for me, emotional overeating, right? It never helped me feel better. It just made me feel worse. So as soon as I truly understood that my body is sending out signals for a reason, I learned to listen regardless of the weight gain, right? So this goes back to the intuitive eating, the eating when you're hungry without asking any questions, right? I know a lot of people are like, but I just ate. Okay, cool. Maybe you did just eat, but did you really eat a quality meal, right? Sometimes we don't eat the quality meals that are going to keep us full longer. So when I was eating, right, the meal before might have not been anything really substantial. Maybe I just had some rice and, some rice and some chicken, and then had a granola bar and a few veggies, right? That's an awful lunch, but whatever. But maybe that's what I ate. And I didn't have a lot of rice and I didn't really have a lot of chicken. And then there's the granola bar. So right off the bat, the rice and the granola bar are going to burn through me very fast, right? Especially if it was a day where I was, you know, I worked out or I had a lot of, you know, movement. You're going to burn through that. And when you burn through that, guess what? You're going to get hungry. So to eat, again, it's okay, right? There's a reason your body is giving you these signals because it wasn't fully satisfied by that last meal, right? So my body and I had to slowly become a team and stop being enemies. And this is what I encourage you to do, to become a team with your body. Don't be an enemy. Don't, you know, become allies with each other. Love one another, right? Support one another. Listen to your hunger. Listen to your need for rest. Listen to the need to reduce stress, right? Your body's going to give you a signal that it is safe and that it's okay to eat food. And that is okay, right? So listen to your body regardless of your weight. Your body knows what it needs, okay? Because once I did that, it honestly did. It felt as if my body finally understood me. And my body finally understood, my brain finally understood that food wasn't scarce, right? The food isn't scarce. I'm allowed to eat it, right? I'm allowed to listen to the cues that the body is giving me. And that's when everything changed. And that's that's pretty much it. That's when everything changed. And that's finally when my weight started to balance out for good. And these three principles, you guys, I am incorporating these back into my life today. Like today was kind of like the starting point of it. And so I encourage you, if you're going through something right now, as far as, you know, trying to lose weight, change your body in a loving and a supportive and sustainable way, to go back and listen to these three steps, because this will be the most beneficial thing for you when you're navigating your journey. All right, you guys, that is it for today. I just want to remind you again, Learn, Transform, Grow, 12-week fitness and nutrition coaching program is back underway. Again, I am doing the reboot in a different fashion. You can either do fitness for 12 weeks, you can do nutrition for 12 weeks, or you can do fitness and nutrition for 12 weeks. And each one is going to be, again, 12 weeks of customization for you and what you need for yourself and for your body. That's it. I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye. You are listening to the Reclaim Your Power podcast, the show for people that are ready to end their struggle with binge eating and body image. I'm your host, Erin Avery. Each week, I will sit with you and teach you different skills and tools that you need in order to trust yourself around food and find peace within your body. You deserve a life to live without stressing about food or having your body hold you back. So if you're ready, grab a notebook and let's get started.